Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Leaders from around the world are in London for the funeral for Queen Elizabeth tomorrow at London's Westminster Abbey. Later, she's to be interred in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the 11th century castle with its vast park was said to have been the Queen's favorite residence.
In 1940, at the age of 14, Elizabeth made her first speech from Windsor Castle, encouraging the children who had to be evacuated from London during the Blitz.
Thousands of you in this country have had to leave your homes and be separated from your fathers and mothers. My sister, Margaret Rose, and I feel so much for you.
During World War II, Elizabeth and Margaret were also sent out of London to live at Windsor Castle. In her youth, Elizabeth learned to ride a horse at Windsor and drive a car. During her lifelong reign, she spent weekends there surrounded by family and able to take a break from royal duties. The Queen will be buried at Windsor Monday alongside her father, mother, sister, and husband. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Windsor.
A strong earthquake struck southeastern Taiwan today. Local authorities said the quake had a magnitude of at least 6.8. NPR's John Ruich reports.
The quake hit a relatively sparsely populated part of the island. Early reports say it caused some damage to buildings and infrastructure. Taiwan media showed pictures of a bridge that was damaged, as well as a convenience store that had collapsed and derailed train carriages. The earthquake came just a day after a similarly measured quake hit the same region, along with several aftershocks. Taiwan media said the island's nuclear power plants were operating normally, and Reuters reports that science parks in southern Taiwan, where major semiconductor factories operate, say there has been no impact on operations. John Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
The remnants of a typhoon hit western Alaska this weekend. It's believed to be one of the worst storms there in years. Governor Mike Dunleavy says one of the challenges is the sheer size of the storm.
Almost 1,000 miles worth of storm front. And we've got a lot of rain, we've got wind, and we've got surge. Storm surge is going to be the big concern.
He says so far there are no reports of deaths or injuries. Utility officials in Puerto Rico say about 40% of homes and businesses have no power after Fiona became a hurricane this morning. Forecasters predict historic rainfall, as much as 25 inches of rain in some areas. That could cause heavy floods and landslides. The hurricane is expected to hit parts of the U.S. territory, still recovering from a string of strong earthquakes and from Hurricane Maria, a Category 4 storm that caused widespread destruction and thousands of deaths in 2017. This is NPR News from Washington. According to reports from China, a bus crashed early this morning in the southwest part of the country. At least 27 people were killed. Officials say the bus was an official government health vehicle and was transporting people for COVID reasons. China has strict policies in place to control the spread of COVID-19. The British Defense Ministry said today that Russia is likely to increase its attacks on civilian targets as it suffers defeats on the battlefield in Ukraine. It says that Russian shelling overnight hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of the country. Former President Trump was in Youngstown, Ohio last night in support of Senate candidate J.D. Vance. NPR's Marie Andrusovich has more.
Ohio has one of nearly a dozen Senate seats that Democrats see a chance of flipping this November. Hillbilly elegy author J.D. Vance and Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan are locked in a close race. On Saturday, Trump was in Youngstown to rally in support of Vance, even though Vance had at one time been critical of the former president, calling himself a never-Trump guy and saying he doesn't see Trump as offering many solutions. Earlier in the evening, a small group of protesters gathered in downtown Youngstown to criticize Trump for, among other things, failing to save a nearby General Motors plant as he had promised. Marie Andrusovich, NPR News.
Wall Street lost ground last week after a report showed inflation continues to be high. Many analysts expect the Federal Reserve policymakers will raise interest rates again when they meet this week. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.